From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the weeks of October 10th and October 17th, 2022. This revised episode from October 2015 is part of a series this year of episodes related to trees and shrubs. In this episode, we feature music about an annual turning point that inspires humans but shuts down trees. Have a listen for about 40 seconds.
Leaves turn green and then grow ripe to every color, every type. Finally in the wind let go to fall and paint the earth below. So deep, the trunk so high, her arms reached up into the sky. Through her veins all colors run from everywhere to everyone.
You've been listening to part of Colors by John McCutcheon on his 1998 album Four Seasons Autumn Songs from Rounder Records. Prior to moving to Atlanta in 2006, Wisconsin native John McCutcheon was a longtime resident of Charlottesville, Virginia. The song's full lyrics describe a growing appreciation of the variety of fall leaf colors and their power to inspire and invigorate people. But for deciduous trees, that is, those that lose all of their leaves annually, autumn colors and falling leaves are signs of internal changes leading to the relative inactivity of winter dormancy. Reduced water movement is one of the key changes. Leaf drop follows the sealing off of a leaf's veins from the stem vessels that carry water and dissolved materials to and from the leaf during the growing season. During that growing season, evaporation of water from leaves, called transpiration, and the cohesion between water molecules are the main driving forces pulling water up from roots through woody stems to the leaves. This water movement provides tree cells the vital fluid needed for the cell's structures and biochemical reactions that allow survival and growth. That growth stops during winter dormancy, and water movement is much reduced. After leaf fall, left behind on winter twigs are characteristic marks called leaf scars, containing bundle scars, showing the previous growing season's points of fluid transfer between stems and leaves. Above or beside the leaf scars are overwintering buds, harboring the tissues that will become next year's leaves and colors. Thanks to John McCutcheon and Appleseed Productions for permission to use this week's music. And we close with about 20 more seconds of Colors. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.